Suffolk Island Crab Expedia membership. My name is Alexis. Can I please have your email address?
Yes, it's t.sanders@sasktel.net.
You said that was P as in Paul or T as in Tom?
T as in Tom.
And it's sanders@sasktel.net.
At Sasktel, S-A-S-K-T-E-L.
You say it's S-K-C?
No. S is in Sierra. A is in Alpha. S is in Sierra. K is in Kilo. T is in Tango. E is in Echo. L is in Lima. Dot net.
Can you verify your first, your last name, and your full mailing address for me?
Yes, it's Tracy Sleva. Your mailing address, RR2, Site 202, Box 21, Regina, Saskatchewan, S4P2Z2.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Is there something else you wanted?
No, ma'am. You verified everything for me.
Okay.
So I see that you do have an annual membership. Your annual membership is set to renew on October the 29th of next year. How would you like to proceed with your account today?
I have an issue. Beginning of October, I called you guys so as to, it was about a month before I was going to auto-renew, that it was supposed to auto-renew, which was the 29th of October. And so I had canceled my auto-renew, but when October 29th came around, it still auto-renewed, even though you guys were supposed to have canceled it. So I called in to you guys and said that I don't want to renew because I was had that coupon. So I didn't want to renew at the $79.99 price. And so the lady was going to refund me my money. And I got this. She sent me a coupon code for $5 for the year. So I used that. So I thought the money was going to be refunded, but I'm looking in my PayPal account and the refund was canceled by you guys. So I'm still out the $104.99 Canadian, which is $79.99 US. So I want to know why that refund was canceled and I need that money back, please.
Okay, so I see that you signed up for the $5 offer, and you said that you was charged $104, right?
$104.99 Canadian, yes.
Hold on a moment. I'm not sure why it was canceled out, but I could submit it back over for you if you would like.
Yes, I would like the $104.99 returned to me.
Yes, ma'am. And what was that first name again?
What was the first what, sorry?
Your first name?
Tracy.
Last name?
Sleva.
So you signed up with that $5 difference, right?
Yes. I had
so the problem is what's going on is that when you sign up with a promo offer, you're going to get refunded the difference. And the difference that we refund is $29.99, so that you refunded $50 of that. So since you signed up with the promo offer for $5, that's why the once you did your refund, it didn't go through because you was only supposed to be getting refunded $50 because you signed up with a $5 offer that we have going on. That's why the system did not approve your refund.
Okay, well, that doesn't make sense because I was charged the $79.99 and the $5 was supposed to come off of that then.
No, ma'am. If you say yes to a promo offer, you'll get refunded the difference from the $104, and then you'll have to pay for that $5. We refund you the difference for signing up with our promo offer of that 104. That 104 do not cover your $5 promo offer.
Right. So then you guys owe me $99.99.
We refund the difference. You signed up with a promo offer. I could submit it over. I don't know if you're going to get the whole 104. I could submit it over for you, but I'm not sure if you're going to get the whole 104 because you signed up with the offer or relaunch special that we have going on. So if you probably would have said that if you didn't sign up with that promo offer and you just wanted to cancel and get your refund, then you would have got your full refund. But instead, you accepted the promo offer. So that's why you're going to only get the difference of your refund.
But what is the difference?
The difference of it would be $50. That's the difference
no.
of that.
No, it's not. The regular price is $79.99 U.S. So if the difference of you minus $5, $79.99 minus $5 is $74.99.
Okay, give me 1 second because I'm pretty sure I know what they're going to refund you, but I can submit it over.
Okay, please don't put me on hold because I phoned about an hour ago and I've still been on hold with the guy. He hung up on me. He said, I'll be right back. I'll get it sorted out. I'll be right back. And 20 minutes later, he still wasn't. So I don't want to be put on hold. You can just go do whatever you need to do, but keep me online, please. Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second while I submit your refund.
So how much are you refunding me?
Can you give me 1 second? Okay, so I don't do the refunds. The only thing I do is submit them over. So I explain to them that you would like to be refunded the whole $104 Canadian price, and you signed up with the promo offer for $5, but the system did not approve it. So you want your refund of the $104 and still keep the $5 promo offer. That's what I submitted over, and they'll take a look at that. Give me one moment.
Thank you.
So I have submitted that over to the other department, and I have let them know that you said that you would like to be refunded your whole $104 Canadian price, and you did agree to sign up with that promo offer, but the system did not approve your refund of that $104, and you would like to be refunded and still keep that $5 promo offer membership, okay?
Yes, that's perfect. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am, and it will take 2 to 3 business days for them to look at that. And if you haven't received anything and it didn't go through again, just give us a call back and we'll be glad to assist you with that, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there any sort of, Is there a confirmation number of this conversation or something that I need in case?
It's being recorded. It's being recorded, so they're always can go back and listen to this conversation. It's recorded anyways.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am, and I want to thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.